a great concern amongst a lot of us within the council, especially the marine section of the Donegal County Council, that the hard work that we've put into looking to secure funding and the work that had to be done prior to that, if you look at Alchicharan, if you look at Awanvag, Rathmullen and other areas where we've been waiting for a very long time to, for the state to give us the foreshore license to continue. The monies is there, but we're not getting the foreshore. And I'd be calling on Shirley McConnell yet again to come on publicly and tell us why that foreshore license isn't forthcoming. These are communities that have been neglected through consecutive governments many years. The fishing industry has been in a mess as through government policy and European policy. You have communities who are very proactive to try to better their harbours and their piers in the interest of their livelihood, and also now in relation to leisure. This morning itself, we had a really good constructive meeting in Maharamulan, where there's a good strong community there who fishes part-time and off the pier there, and we're looking to do good works there. That's important that it takes place. We're heading into Inishfria later on today to look at the harbours and piers there as Maragallan. And what's happening is that we have a staff that are extremely committed within the marine section, but then when we do all the work, all the research, all the studies, secure the funding, we're having problems with foreshore. And it's not good enough that Shirley McConnell doesn't come out and tell us why the foreshores aren't forthcoming, considering the fact that there's been a mountain of work put in place to secure the funding, because the funding isn't a case of writing a wee letter to the government and then you get your funding. There's a lot of research and planning and work that has to go into it, as well with meeting with the community. And one of my concerns is that as somebody spends a lot of time in our islands and in a coastal community that I represent, is that the government are just not taking it serious enough, and they're not taking it serious enough. And what's the point in us having a marine section that's working day and night to secure the much needed resources that we need to better our piers and harbours, and then when it comes to the foreshore, we're waiting and waiting. We are now at the end of August. Our period of time that we have to do works because of the weather and the environment that this work takes place in is nearly closing, and this isn't good enough. And again, I would be calling on Charlie McConnell to come out and tell us where is our foreshores and why are we not getting them. They're sitting on his desk, is my understanding, and if I'm wrong, let him come out and correct me.
It isn't the first time we've heard foreshore licence being a problem. Indeed, we know there's a major, major cross-border problem between Lifford and Strabane in limbo at the moment because they couldn't get a foreshore licence in time to draw down the European funding. It would seem to suggest that there is a need for a root and branch review of how foreshore licence applications are handled and what the procedures are in the department to actually assess and grant them.
What we need is those that are in a position to take our coastal communities far more serious. A coastal community that has been neglected, as I says, for many years due to policies implemented by the Dublin government on behalf of the European Union and for other reasons. We need people in the departments and those that are elected to represent us to take our coastal communities far more serious. Our coastal communities are in very rural areas. They're obviously on the edge of our country, and we feel that we're being neglected, and that's not acceptable. We saw during COVID how quick red tape was able to be removed. The minute that all settled down, they got a new batch of red tape and they just absolutely covered the whole system around, and as much red tape that you'd nearly put around the whole 32 counties of Ireland.